3-7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to think about the outside today. I know it's a little cold outside this morning with all the snow on the ground, and a lot of you are saying, what are we talking about in the garden here today? Well, let's concentrate on the inside. First of all, I want to apologize for last week not being here. Had an unbelievable cold, couldn't even talk. So we had to put a rerun on, and I really do apologize for that. We'll try and make it up to you today and in the weeks to come. But if we can help you with questions or problems that you're having, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Well, this time of the year, something that we really need to help us are some indoor plants. The reason are, when you have indoor plants in your home, it adds moisture to the air in your house. Because as a plant grows, it's picking the carbon dioxide out of your house, and it's adding oxygen. So it's cleaning the air in the home where you live. That's the first thing. But while it's cleaning the air in your home, it's also releasing moisture, just like plants do outside. Now, I think probably a way that you can visualize this is after a long winter, some of your broadleaf evergreens, plants like rhododendrons, azaleas, holly, mountain laurel, if we have a rough winter with a lot of sun, cold temperature, a lot of wind, and not too much snow cover, what happens is as the wind blows across your yard, it's pulling the moisture from the snow. Or if there's no snow, then it's pulling the moisture from your broadleaf evergreens. And by the time we get to April, you look at your leaves, and on the outside edge of your leaf, it's brown. That's because it's lost moisture. When it loses the moisture, which is okay, normally that's not a problem. But if the ground is frozen, you get a water loss through the foliage that's not replaced by the roots, and now you get a dehydration of the foliage. In your home, this is happening. There's no moisture loss because there's no wind, there's no sun, but the moisture is allowed to come out of the foliage, flows in the air directly around the plant, creating humidity in your home. So if you have some house plants in your home, it's going to give you added humidity in the air. Now, if you have the type of heat in your home that has forced hot air, the air that's blown from your furnace into your rooms is dry. And that's going to pull that humidity that the plants make around itself, it's going to dry it out quicker. So the more plants you have, the more humidity you will have in your home, And the easier it's going to be for you to live in that home because the air is moist. Your sinuses will stay open longer and you'll be able to breathe better because of the moisture level in your home. So if you have plants and you want to help them out, one thing that works very, very well, if there are plants that are sitting in a saucer, fill the saucer with some stones. Set your plants on top of the stones, and then get into the routine that first thing in the morning or at the end of the day, whenever it's good for you, fill the saucer to the bottom of the pot. Don't let the water go into the pot, but fill that base of stones with water. During the day, it will evaporate, and it will give you additional moisture in the air, helping the plants not to work as hard to produce that humidity, that little microclimate around the plant itself. So moisture in the air will help you to survive better during the winter, breathe better. It will help your plant to grow better. Additional humidity. Misting of the plants is a very good idea. Stay away from misting plants that have hair on the foliage. For example, African violets. If you look at the leaf carefully and you rub the leaf, it will have little tiny hairs on it. It catches the water and has a problem to release it. So any kind of a fuzzy type plant, don't miss. Gloxinia, great big leaf, very similar in appearance, and gloxinias will be coming available in the weeks to come. It's a winter blooming plant, great big barrel-shaped trumpets. And you'll see that they are wonderful for winter color. They last many, many weeks, and they are a wonderful plant for you to have in your home. But any plant that you have that has little fibers, little hairs on the foliage, piggyback plant, for example, the same thing. Don't miss the foliage of a piggyback. The foliage retains on it. It creates a problem. You get spotting on the foliage, and in the long run, you'll have problems with it. So smooth foliage, ficus plants, they'll love it. Yucca, Schefflera, Dracaena, they love it. Plants that flower, you can give them some misting, but not on a regular basis. For example, hibiscus. If you mist a hibiscus often, for some reason, that misting, especially on the tips of the plant, tends to increase the possibility of aphids. Little green insects, they love moisture, especially on the tip of the plant where your flower buds are. You go to a gardenia. A gardenia cannot get enough moisture, especially around the bud. And if you've ever grown a gardenia, it's beautiful foliage all year. Winter comes, the buds get bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden, the bud begins to turn white. You get all excited. And then, boom, the flower bud falls from the plant. You don't know what you've done. A gardenia is different than what we've been talking about. It loves humidity. And if you have a house with forced hot air heat or a wood stove or a coal-burning stove, keep that plant out of the room where the heat source is. unless you're able to spray moisture right on that bud a couple times a day. Gardenias are different than most plants. They thrive on humidity. And if you can mist the plant two or three times a day, it will make a big difference in the blooming power of that plant. So, mist the plant regularly, and for a gardenia, if you can put it in a saucer filled with stone, set the plant on top of the stone, and add liquid, add some water every single day to that tray so that the water comes up to the bottom of the pot, but not into the pot. That moisture will evaporate slowly during the day, adding moisture around the plant, and your gardenia will have a much better time. So, if you have houseplants or you're thinking of houseplants, for color or for foliage, you're not quite sure on the light, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Talk with George. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you can enjoy the winter. Let it snow. Let it be cold. You've got a tropical paradise in your home. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. George, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Paul?
Well, feeling a lot better today. Still have a cold, still runny nose and stuff, but, you know, it's winter time, and you spend a lot of time outside, you pay for it.
That's right. First up,
how about you?
Pretty good. Same thing here. It's really cold. I'm just getting over a cold myself, and we're hanging in there, and here we are. First up, we got Bill from Glasstown. He has a question about trimming arborvitaes.
Okay. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Bill.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I had two questions. I'd like to know when a good time is to trim my arborvitae trees, and also I'd like to know when's a good time to transplant a burning bush. I have a big burning bush I'd like to move.
Okay. Now, the first thing you have to remember, Bill, is if you're going to move the burning bush, it has to be in a sunny location. So if you move it from where it is and you put it someplace where it's going to get some shade, you're going to lose some of that bright red fall color. So just make sure it's going to get plenty of sun. Now, what I want you to do with the burning bush, as soon as the frost is out of the ground, it can be in late March, it can be during April, but try and move it before the foliage begins to develop on that plant. And if it's a big plant, like you're saying it is, then what I would do is to prune it. You don't have to prune it hard, but if you could prune it back by maybe 4 to 6 inches, something like that, you know, depending on how big it is. But if you could prune it back by, you know, 15-20%, that will help to compensate for some of the roots that you're not going to be able to dig when you move it from one area to the other. So you're losing some of the roots in the moving process, and if you can cut some of the top back, it will help to balance some of that root loss. So just give it a good pruning, shape it the way that you want, tie it together to make it easier for you to dig out of the ground, dig a trench like a donut, and then wrap it with a piece of burlap. In a lot of the garden centers and feed and grain stores, you can buy burlap by the yard. And if it's a big one, like you're saying, what I've done when I've moved big plants, if you've got a plastic tarp, you know, one of these regular tarps that you use for all kinds of yard work, dig the hole, wrap the root ball, and where the burlap meets, get some nails about 2 to 3 inches long and weave the nail in between the pieces of burlap, and that will help to hold the root ball together. Push the root ball to one side, throw some soil in to partially fill the hole, and then roll the root ball back onto the soil that you've added, and slowly filling the hole and moving the ball, you'll raise the root ball out of the hole easier for you. Roll it out of the hole onto the plastic tarp, and that way you don't have to pick it up. You can just slide it right across the yard. It will be a lot easier for you, okay? And then when you plant it like it's a new plant. Put some peat moss, some compost, and keep that root ball good and wet for the next, 60 days or so. 2 good soakings a week, and then you'll be all set. Now, pruning arborvitaes is best done in the spring, again, before the new growth starts. So look at your plant and decide what you want to do. If it's an upright variety of arborvitae, you can cut that back as much as you want. You can take as much as 1/3 off that plant to control the overall height. So if you want to create a hedge, look at the plant, cut it to the height that you want, and then try and round up the edges so that the plant looks more natural. If you just cut it flat, it will look like you have pruned it. So cut it to the height that you want, shape around the edges to make them more rounded, fertilize the plant with something like holly tone, and that plant will do wonderful. And pruning is best done on all plants, except for flowering, during March and April. 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to
Castlebar, from that to County Clare. Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 9-24-18. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
Next, we have Alice in Maine, and she's got a question about houseplants.
Alice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning. I need to know what kind of a plant, houseplant I can get that will thrive where it's cool. I have a window that I bought 5 little pretty pots to put in this window, and I brought in some impatiens from the garden, and they did fine until... It started to get cold, but this room never gets, or this window never gets above 65 probably, and it might go down to 61 at night, and the impatiens, once it got cold, they just progressively died. I tried a primrose, and that nearly froze to death, so I need to know something that I can put in this window. It's okay. South-facing, but it doesn't get sun very long because of the woods.
Okay. Well, the first thing is, I mean, if you grew a primrose and the primrose really fell apart quickly, then it's getting a lot colder than 61. One of the reasons that the impatiens didn't do very well is impatiens to flower need long days. And right now our days are really short. They are getting longer. We're gaining like about a minute, maybe a little bit more of daylight every single day. But for impatiens to bloom, you need to have days that are a lot longer in length and more intensity in the sun for them to flower. So that's part of that reason. Primroses will bloom on your windowsill, but if the plant on the windowsill was that cold, then I don't think you're going to find anything at this point that's going to grow, because primrose is a plant that will normally tolerate cooler temperatures. I mean, normally a primrose, if your room gets down to 50, it will not hurt it, and it will actually prefer cooler temperatures. Now, if you want a plant that's going to have some blooms and have nice foliage, at this time of the year, a lot of the garden centers and greenhouses will have clover or shamrocks, in which St. Patrick's Day, just 6 weeks away, you're going to find that a lot of the nurseries will have small leaf varieties of shamrocks, large varieties, and even some of the purple foliage. So that should do okay for you. But plants that are going to give you foliage would be plants like English ivy. They're tough. They will take cool temperatures. Pothos is more tropical. It will need warmer weather. So I would try English ivy. It's a very tough plant, and see how that does. And if the English ivy doesn't do well, then it's getting a lot colder than you are actually thinking it's going to be. And, you know, like right now, temperatures outside in my house in Kennebunk is 10 degrees. So if your plants are right on that windowsill in the middle of your room, if you've got the heat set at 65, it is 65. But when you have a plant on the windowsill near the glass, you could have 10 to 20 degrees or more. And if your windows are older and you get some wind and some leakage of air coming in around the window frame, you could be 30 degrees colder right on that windowsill. 3 feet away, no problem. So what you may want to do is get into the routine that after supper, take the plants off the windowsill, put them on your table. And then after breakfast, put them back on the windowsill. That way when the sun comes in the house, it's going to warm up right up against the glass. But at night, when there's no heat coming in from the sun, that windowsill really does get cold. So try English ivy, try some shamrocks, and that will work real well for you. Speaking of shamrocks, we do have some space available for a trip to Ireland, and we do have a single woman who's looking for a roommate. So if you're thinking of traveling, but you say, oh, I don't want to travel by myself, you can share a room. Just go to the internet, look up our trip, or you can call the travel agency direct. Their phone number is 800-322-9481. We'd love to have you join us. It's going to be a great trip. We're visiting all kinds of gardens, but we're doing a lot of different things. We're going to Irish castles. We're going to be taking a ride in the jaunting car. We're going to Waterford Crystal to see how they make all of that beautiful glassware and stemware. Traveling to Dublin It's going to be a wonderful trip. And we only have a couple of weeks left because as of February 1st, the airfare goes up. So if you want to join us, call tomorrow, 800-322-9481, because after February 1st, the airlines are going up. And it's going up quite a bit. Right now, the price is locked in. So if you want to join us, call. George, who's up next?
You got Karen calling from Townsend. She's got a problem with black flies on one of her plants.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, I'd love
morning.
To go to Ireland. my son went there for a semester at University of Limerick. Beautiful country. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I have, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, a calanchoe or a calanchoe plant.
Yes.
Okay, and it's always been really super healthy. They have kind of like a bark-like stem that hangs down because it's heavy. I don't know if I overwatered it because it went from being really, really healthy and blooming to kind of, I must have overwatered it because a little bit of a rot. So I'm starting them over. They do root easily, but now I've got those little black flies, and I swear to God, they're in the soil, not on the plant. So I changed the soil, and I still have them. And thankfully, they seem to just be staying on this one particular plant because I've got a jungle in my house. And I did put a few drops of dish detergent and sprayed it yesterday, but after listening to this morning, I'm wondering if I shouldn't be spraying it. Should I let it dry out? And just real quick, do coleuses like to be moist? And have you ever heard of a Moses in the cradle?
Yep. Okay. The name of the plant is, you can pronounce it Kalanchoe or Kalancho, but either one, Kalanchoe or Kalancho. And it's a plant that's got a fairly thick leaf. And any plant that has a thick leaf tends to retain moisture around the root system and in the stems and leaves a lot longer. So you're going to water those less than you do the rest of your houseplants. Okay? So feel the soil. If it's moist, leave it alone. Give it another 2 or 3 days, sometimes even more. Now, calancho is a plant, unlike the impatient that we were talking about to the caller before you, calancho or Kalanchoe blooms when the days are short. So this time of the year, your plant should be making buds, and it will come into bloom. Now, the insect that you have is called a fungus gnat. And this is what I want you to do. Get a piece of bright yellow, and the brighter the yellow color you can get, the better it's going to work, either plastic or cardboard. Take that piece of cardboard or plastic, put some Vaseline on it, and just take a piece maybe 3 inches by 3 inches, set it right on standing up in the pot of the plant. The fungus gnat, like a lot of other insects, are attracted to yellow. They'll see the yellow, they'll fly to it, they'll stick in the Vaseline, and then it will help to eliminate the problem. There is a new product that will be available in April to control the fungus gnats. It's not on the market yet. It will be available in April, and when it does come out, I'll let you know about it, okay? Coleus is a great house plant during the winter. Go easy on the water. During the summer, coleus is a shade plant. During the winter, it's a sun plant because the light is not as bright and the days are shorter. So the more sun you give it, the more color the leaf will have. If it's in a north-facing window, for example, where it only gets bright light, it will still grow, it will still be beautiful, but you'll have more green in the foliage than yellows or purples or red. So the brighter the light, The more intense the light, the more color the coleus will have. And the third question, Moses in the bulrushes. It's kind of a purpley colored foliage, kind of spear-like. And it produces a bloom that comes in a pod that's oval shaped. Well, it's in the shape of like a small pillow. The pillow opens up and blue or purple flowers will develop in that bud. And that little pillow, probably about anywhere from 3/4 to an inch in length, maybe half an inch in height, with the blooms coming out of that bud that opens up. And it's a neat plant, stays low, mounding like a clump of pointed leaves, but it's kind of that purpley color, and it's a wonderful plant, especially with bright light. And you don't see it very often, and if it's a plant that you have and it's becoming large, you can divide it and make new plants by pulling it apart, okay? But like anything else, this time of the year, you have to say to yourself, the plants are not growing as much now as they do when we have a lot of sun. And because the plants are not growing as much or as fast, they're going to require less moisture. So you do not water as much during the winter as you do during the summer. As we get into mid to late February into March and April, then you're going to increase the water. You're going to increase the fertilizer. But right now, your days are short. The plants are not growing as quickly. So cut back on the water. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. George is there to help you out. We'll get you set up. It will help you to get through the winter.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wife.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure.
Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
We have Phil in Massachusetts, and he's got a question about grapevines.
Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. What a beautiful day.
It is. Cold, but it's nice out.
It is. My wife and I just returned from a trip to Napa, California, and I fell in love with the area. The grapevines are so beautiful in the vineyards,
yes.
Which leads me to my question. I'm thinking about buying probably 10 grapevines and planting them in my yard.
Okay.
Question to you is, what am I up against?
You're really up against nothing. The things that you need to think about is you need a soil that's well-drained, so make sure that there's no standing water. If you get a big rainstorm and the water sits there for a day or two, then you could have a problem. You may have to have like a raised bed for the grapes. But if you get a good rain, the water sits there, and by the end of the day, the water's gone, perfect. Lots of sun. The more sun you can give those grapes, the better they have. If you probably notice in the vineyard, there were no trees. So the more sun, you need to provide something for the grapes to grow on. It doesn't have to be done now, but, you know, plant them in a row so that you can put some either cedar posts or some 4x4 pressure-treated posts run some aluminum wire for them to grow on. And then do a little bit of research on the types of grapes that you want to grow. Do you want to grow those grapes for eating? Are you going to attempt to make some wine? And if that's the case, then do you want to use white grapes or purple grapes? The other thing is, and I always tell people, try and select a grape that is going to be seedless. That way, if you had intended to make wine with it, but you decided, I don't have the time this year to do it, you can still pick the grapes and eat them. I mean, I love grapes, but the ones with the seeds in it can be a problem for eating purposes because you always have to spit out the seeds. So look through seed catalogs, and we will have a lot of seed catalogs coming up for you shortly. Go on the internet, do your research on particular vines, and I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll make a note right now for you, Phil, that in the next month we'll talk one Sunday about growing grapes. And I'll also make a note to do something for my newsletter. Now, if you don't get my newsletter, go to the website, paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on it, and you just put in your email address. And every Thursday, you will get a newsletter. And we do three to four stories about something going on at that time of the year. And we will do something on grapes, I promise you. But lots of sun, well-drained soil, something to grow them on. I have grapes at my house, and I'm growing them on wire. They come up 3 feet. I pinched it. It made two branches, one to the right, one to the left, and one that continued to get taller. And at the 5 foot level, I pinched it and trained two more shoots. You can go and do one at 2 foot, one at 4 foot, one at 6 foot to give you 6 liters off of that vine. It depends what you want. Or you can grow them on a single wire. But do some research on varieties for taste, or if you want to make some wine, and there's a lot of companies that you can buy the ingredients to make wine. But choose the right varieties to start and try and use seedless for eating purposes. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Growing grapes is easy, it's fun, and the taste of your own picked grapes are a lot better than what you get in the supermarket, believe me.